Louisiana Requiem for Emily. 8 months pregnant when your mother began hospice. You sat in the driveway, belly ovoid as an imperial Fabergé egg on the eve of the Bolshevik Revolution. Or so you joked with your dying mother, whose love of metaphor shone through the morphine fog and night air in Baton Rouge, thick with magnolia 3 days gone, and the sweeter tang of silver bell. Fecund, humid, buzzing air, a soft coverlet over your swollen limbs. You sat, mulling the bald cypress trees older than your grandpa, who made the old money selling insurance in the New South. Away, he said, selling it, of investing in one's blood, one's kith and kin, the next generation, whatever the Lord saw fit to happen. Money, firm as a pillared manse, this grand house turned palliative, which is to care for without curing. Cognate with pall and pallbearer, cloak and carrier of the coffin, before the earth's coverlet brings the body home to its colder self. Just now, giving your mother water and hummed song, you cushion the earthward journey, her accession to gravity, longing in aqueous eyes turned inward and unseeing. All the while, the child inside you assumes her own gravity, plotting descent. Though her head is stuck stubbornly under your ribs, her feet locked against the pelvic gate. To carry a child, to bear the borning, first labor of the endless labors, to concede to the gravity of love's body. Those nights, sitting outside your mother's dying room, warm earth pressed against the backs of your bare legs, your hand running over knobbed ribs of cobblestones your father set down years ago in some Roman fancy of having a drive like the Appian Way, timeless, enduring. There, in earshot of the night nurse, you let night envelop you in its perfume, blended scent, a pagan incense, the worship of nature and of the moon, rounding like the child inside you, dimpling its impervious face, as you pray for the pain to recede from your mother's body and for the body receding. And you are an entire country, an America, stretched impossibly across a Mason-Dixon and two shores nearing. The woman who bore you, daughter you will bear, your body a hinge between its history and future, an imperfect present tense. Scientist, dedicated to cool notice of detailed fact, resistant to the muddled logic of metaphor, you nonetheless find yourself borne across by likeness in otherwise radical difference. The shared violence that marks birth and death, mothering the grade that governs the latitudes of the in-between. Mother, no placid person or thing, but a rugged engine suing for peace, to bring forth a world from a fallen world as a child from the long dark veins. Mother, a river, inexhaustible as water, a song of warmth and warning, a map for the body politic, a long cobbled road umbilical, built to outlast wreck and ruin, the death of empire.